Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here of the live Saturday edition of the program. If you want to join us, you can. The number is open for you at 603-283-6160. Talk about whatever you want. It doesn't have to be what we've been discussing here tonight. It's open phones, as always. 603-283-6160 with you here. It's Ian.
I'm the captain.
Also want to say thank you to Jake Leonard. He is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier, and that means that Jake is contributing $10 a month through the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get these ideas onto more radio stations. We've got 180-plus radio stations, great stations, airing us at various different times throughout the week. We could be at 200, 300. I mean, it's possible. It does take time. And it takes money.
Let's get there.
And so thank you, Jake, for your support. I appreciate that. And thanks to everybody who amps the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use your credit card, debit card, or PayPal to get signed up and get some cool perks. You get some benefits for doing that over at amp.freetalklive.com. And again, thanks to Jake. So speaking of the Internet, the term metaverse, Captain.
So I was speculating. It means a verse that's repeated in many different songs. That would be meta. Right.
No, not in this case. This is the new buzzword. We've been talking about buzzwords here tonight.
Is this like a take on multiverse?
Nope. No, it's not.
This would be the universe above the universe, then, or the universe that supersedes the universe.
This is a new pitch of what the Internet should be by big tech companies like Facebook. So already, you know, if you don't like Facebook, and I don't much care for them, you should probably be on guard about this. But what is it? Imagine a world. This is TechExplore.com writing the story here. Imagine a world where you could sit on the same couch as a friend who lives thousands of miles away, or conjure up a virtual version of your workplace while at the beach. Welcome to the metaverse, a vision of the future that sounds fantastical, but which tech titans like Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg are betting on as the next great leap in the evolution of the Internet? The metaverse is, in fact, the stuff of science fiction. The term was coined by Neal Stephenson in his 1992 novel Snow Crash, in which people don virtual reality headsets to interact inside a game-like digital world. But is that all this is just virtual reality? Because, you know, it's kind of old hat at this point, right? Like, we've had virtual reality. It's kind of come out. It didn't really take the world by storm like everybody was expecting it to. It's cool.
Right.
The book has long enjoyed cult status among Silicon Valley entrepreneurs. But in recent months, the metaverse has become one of the tech sector's hottest buzzwords, with companies pouring millions of dollars into its development. Facebook fueled the excitement further Monday by announcing the creation of a new team to work on Zuckerberg's vision of the metaverse. Now, remember, Facebook bought Oculus.
Right.
Oculus was one of the first to market, maybe the first, if not the second.
Virtual reality headsets and all that, yeah.
User-affordable virtual reality headsets. So Facebook saw that technology and said, we want that, and paid billions of dollars or whatever for it. So keep that in mind. Quote, this is going to be a really big part of the next chapter for the technology industry, Zuckerberg told tech website The Verge last week. Over the next 5 years, he predicted Facebook would transition from primarily being a social media company to being a metaverse company. And what does that mean?
This sounds to me like... So you remember the reboot of Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah, I liked it.
It was really, really good. I never saw
the original, though.
I did see the original, and of course the reboot far superior in almost every way. Yeah, shape or form. But there was a spinoff of that called Caprica.
Yeah, and Caprica, I remember watching that, too.
Caprica had this, similar to what you're describing, this virtual reality universe.
Mm-hmm. That people were spending all too much time in?
Some people. Not all people, but some people were. And what happened was, you know, this metaverse existed, and then somehow the ability for consciousness to be either uploaded or trapped, if you will, in the metaverse came into existence, and these consciousnesses were sentient. and they figured out how to manipulate people into building them these robot bodies, and that's how the Cylon, the Centurions.
Right, Caprica was a prequel, basically.
Caprica was a prequel that told the origin story of how the Cylons
how
came
robots
into existence.
Became, you know, where they were, and then
kind of like
humans.
Yeah, kind of like, what is it, Terminator, right, where it's sort of a, the original Terminator, sort of a prequel to the rest of the series. I mean, not that it's not really a prequel in that respect. It's an origin story, but it's kind of the same premise where they, like, tell the origin story of the evil thing. You know?
I remember liking it, but didn't they get canceled? Didn't that get canceled?
Oh, Capra, yeah, it didn't last very long.
Than a season or something like that.
Maybe two seasons. But this sounds eerily like that. Now, in Terminator, of course, it was Skynet that you had to be afraid of, and Skynet itself became sentient. So, I don't, you know, whereas in the Battlestar Galactica, in the metaverse, consciousness could exist inside this metaverse independently of having a physical body.
As with many tech buzzwords, the definition of the metaverse depends on who you ask. But broadly, it involves blending the physical world with the digital one. With the help of augmented reality glasses, which are different from virtual reality glasses, it might allow you to see information whiz before your eyes as you walk around a city, from traffic and pollution updates to local history. So that's different. So virtual reality is just a briefing here. Virtual reality is where everything is, computerized.
Yes.
Like, you are occluded from reality. You don't see anything through the glasses. What you see is what the computer's feeding to your eyes.
And everything is, we'll say, fictional in virtual reality, whereas augmented reality is where they're showing you things that exist in real human space, but then augmenting those things.
Right, so imagine a heads-up display, basically. You see reality. It's letting the light through the lens or whatever, but it's also putting up computer graphics over top of it. Your standard kind of sci-fi, you know, or they do this a lot, right? So you can see stats. The Terminator's a great example of this, right? So Terminator with his red screen vision.
Yes.
He's got the video of what's happening in front of him and then data about what's happening.
So. Right. You walk down a street and you look at, I don't know, a club, you know, and it says, oh, there's 300 people in the club.
And here are the hours.
Music, and here are the, yeah, yeah. And then, you know.
But the metaverse enthusiasts are dreaming of a future in which the idea could be extended much further, allowing us to be transported to digital settings that feel real, such as a nightclub or a mountaintop. As workers have grown weary of video conferences during the pandemic, Zuckerberg is particularly excited about the idea that coworkers could be brought together in a virtual room that feels like they are face-to-face. Which, you know, on its face, doesn't sound like a bad idea for those people that are sadly relegated to these, you know, forced work-at-home situations. To make people feel like they're together probably is better than, you know, a Zoom session.
This seems weird because it seems to require you and another person to have nearly identical rooms in order to participate in
this. Well, no, this would likely be a virtual room.
Well, then we're talking about something more akin to Star Trek: The Next Generation's invention.
They just gave the holodeck. They gave the augmented reality as an example.
Okay,
I suspect this encompasses virtual reality, augmented reality, and the like. But more here. So, games in which players enter immersive digital worlds, which they've been doing for a long time, offer a glimpse into what the metaverse could eventually look like, blurring virtual entertainment with a real-world economy. As far back as the early 2000s, the game Second Life allowed people to create digital avatars that could interact and shop with real money. Now, our listeners that go way back with Free Talk Live will remember there were some listeners who were really into Second Life. And this is like circa 2005, 2006.
Yep.
And this is a long time ago that they created like a lounge in which Free Talk Live would play when our show was live. And so listeners could go into this lounge. I don't know. It might still exist.
That's so kick-ass.
Because from what I understand, Second Life still exists.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's been upgraded. It still like looks like it's from 2005 or whatever. But people still, you know, they still have whatever interactions they have there. They build things, et cetera. They sell things. But you could sit there and, you know, drink a fake drink or whatever in virtual reality and quote unquote, hang out with other listeners.
Right.
I mean, ultimately, it's a virtual reality chat room, you know, when it comes down to it. We have various forms of chat rooms. People like that stuff, right? You can go to our Matrix server right now over at chat.freetalklive.com. And there are video conferences that you can do over that system, too. So how is this metaverse concept different, though, than what we've been having for the last two decades? That's what I'm not clear on. We'll talk more about it coming up here. You can share your thoughts as well.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160.
603-283-6160. What is the metaverse? It's the latest buzzword being thrown around about where the internet is going from here. Because remember, this whole internet thing is still relatively new in the scheme of things, right? Like, you know, it's only been around for a few decades.
That's true.
Point. So where is it going? We are going to talk more about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything that you want. 603-283-6160. It's Ian and the captain here in the studio. Now, so far, this description of the metaverse sounds a lot like what we've already had. I'm looking at a story from Tech Explorer, TechX, letter Explorer.com. And they're describing augmented reality glasses, which sort of have been tried already. Yeah. I think Google had a thing called Google Glass. Didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
From what I understand, Facebook might be working on something.
Well, and they also, and by they I mean somebody has prototypes for these augmented reality suits that you basically put on and they give you sensations. Right, so you wear a whole suit and it's filled with like all these little electrodes and little tiny, you know, machines, if you will, little tiny sensors, as well as things that like either contract or expand the material. So like, if you're in one of these like fight games and somebody throws a punch, you can kind of feel the punch, you know, kind of thing. Also for the people who are into like the virtual sex and stuff, right?
Okay.
You know, that you can feel you can actually feel physical sensations. If somebody in a game gives you a hug, the suit mimics you getting a hug, right? So these things are, you know, either in development or in prototype stage. So all of these things, of course, are going to get...
I'm kind of horrified by that.
...are going to get married together. And we were talking during the break a little bit about how I feel like this is treading into, like, Black Mirror territory.
This is a Netflix series, a sort of dystopian...
Yeah, it's Charlie Brooker invented it. It was originally part of a British television station who only commissioned him for like 3 episodes, and then it went all over so well he got another 3, and then of course Netflix picked it up to bring it to a wider audience. But I found this from Forbes, right? Because I'm always looking for a practical application for these things. Like, give me, like, what is this going to be like? Give me a description of something practical.
Okay.
And so this says, imagine walking down the street, and suddenly you think of a product that you need. Well, immediately next to you, a vending machine appears, filled with the product and variations you were thinking of. You stop, you pick an item from the vending machine, it's shipped to your house, and then you continue on your way.
And Facebook gets a cut.
Well, of course they do.
Because now Facebook is talking about becoming a metaverse company.
And probably Amazon, too. I'm sure they're, you know, right there with them. So that's an example number one. And I imagine, again, it told me to imagine. So I'm imagining that you're wearing whatever apparatus you need to be part of this metaverse, whether it's just goggles or a hat or a whole suit.
Eventually they'll figure out how to do a brain jack, and then you won't have an apparatus anymore.
BCIs already exist. That's a brain-computer interface. They're already teaching computers how to interpret the way your skull reacts to certain things. And like you can actually type sentences and that kind of a thing just by wearing one of these BCIs and having it hooked up to a computer with the right software. So it's not a huge leap to think that, oh yeah, you can just put one of these things on and think about stuff. So you're wearing these special glasses or whatever, you're walking down the street, you think of something, and this vending machine appears, not in real life, but in this metaverse.
Hello, Captain.
Yes, it's like, did you mean, you know, but it's now at the vending machine full of stuff, right? So the next one
crushes your friend who was walking next to you.
Who was being annoying. No, I'm just kidding. The next one says, imagine a husband and wife. The husband offers to go to the store, but the wife can't quite remember the name and type of the product she needs. Well, her BCI, her brain-computer interface device, recognizes it for her, sends a link to her husband's device along with what stores and what aisle this thing is located in.
I expect by that point you probably won't even have to go to the store, you know?
I mean,
but yeah, they're getting examples here
of
what this might look like.
Some things people probably won't give up very easily, you know. Going to the store might be one of them.
Unless they outlaw it.
Well, it depends, too. Like, some people will order a whole bunch of stuff online, but when it comes to, like, oh, I don't know, their jock itch cream or something, they're very sensitive and they want to go pay cash at the Walgreens, you know.
They don't want Bezos,
you know, knowing what kind and variety and potency of, you know, ball cream that they're ordering off of Amazon or whatever. So, but, you know, so what this says to me is that you know, we're going to see the marriage of virtual reality and reality come together in such a way that, like, it's going to be either used for good or for awesome or for not so awesome.
Yeah, there's no doubt that this technology is going to be interesting and going to be useful. But in the hands of people like Facebook, consider me skeptical about, you know, how it's going to be implemented, what it's going to mean for privacy, you know, things like that. Do you want to hear more from this story? Is there more that you want to highlight there?
Well, I just want to point out that Metaverse is a portmanteau because I'm a huge fan of portmanteau. So.
Of what?
Meta, which means, what does meta mean? Meaning beyond.
Okay.
And then universe, which is, you know, the term typically used to describe the concept of, you know, sort of where the galaxy is and that kind of thing.
So we're talking about some earlier examples of virtual interactions. They give Second Life as an example where people could create digital avatars and interact and shop way back, you know, 15-plus years ago. More recently, from TechExplorer.com, they say plots of land in Decentraland, a virtual world where visitors can watch concerts, visit art galleries, and gamble in casinos, have sold for hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of mana, which is a cryptocurrency. I've not heard of this, but
I've seen t-shirts mentioning mana, M-A-N-A, if I'm correct on the spelling.
Maybe they're in this Decentraland thing.
Where can I go to this Decentraland? How do I get there?
I don't know, but I bet you could find out. The hugely popular video game Fortnite, which I think almost everyone's heard of, even if they haven't ever played it, has also expanded into other forms of entertainment, with 12.3 million people logging in to watch rapper Travis Scott perform virtually last year. Fortnite's owners, Epic Games, said in April that $1 billion worth of funding raised recently will be used to support its vision for the metaverse. And that's a quote, vision for the metaverse. So Epic Games is working on this. Facebook is working on this. On Roblox, a gaming platform popular with children, a digital version of a Gucci bag sold in May for more than $4,100, which is more than the physical version of the bag would have cost. Kathy Hackle, a tech consultant who advises companies on the metaverse, said the next generation was more comfortable with the idea of attaching real meaning to virtual experiences and objects. And look at the whole NFT trend.
I was just going to say, I bet you NFTs could kill it in the metaverse.
Non-fungible tokens is what that is called. I think you guys discussed it briefly on the Friday night show. But for listeners that aren't familiar, it's a unique, digitally signed, cryptographically sealed product, basically. Yeah. A piece of art, a song, a video game character, or whatever. There's a bunch
poem,
of different things
whatever,
that this could be. You mentioned that Kevin Smith is making a movie that will be given to the one person who pays the most for it at an auction, and then they'll decide what to do with it. Yeah. So there's some kind of interesting creative things that have been done with these NFTs so far, and it's definitely a buzzword. Right now, NFTs, this hot buzzword that seems like everybody and their grandmother is jumping on this train.
It's artists, specifically.
Oh, no, not just artists. The corporations are jumping on now, too.
Okay, sure, but I mean, what I've seen is like the most successful sales have been sales of things that would be considered art.
Yes, and in this case, fans can bid on things, and these artists make the supermajority of the money instead of having to go through a record company.
Virtual merchandise is really what it is.
So there's more here about the metaverse, and if you've heard about it, you've got an opinion, we definitely want to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
U.S. USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Unvaccinated people continue to fill hospitals around the country as the number of COVID cases rises. Recent numbers suggest more people are getting vaccinated, though. That's encouraging to those like CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who has been pushing vaccines since taking office 6 months ago. Walensky yesterday telling Fox News, you can trust the vaccine.
We have vaccinated 164 million Americans. So we have an extraordinary amount of data since December as we started getting vaccinating people, and we've been able to find very, very rare signals when they've occurred, and so I have extraordinary confidence in the safety of these vaccines.
Japan, meanwhile, extending a state of emergency as COVID cases rise during the Olympics. Time runs out to extend a federal eviction moratorium. Efforts to extend it failing yesterday as House Democrats can't get enough support. The moratorium expires at midnight while the House begins a six-week recess. This is USA Radio News. Before recessing yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi swears in a new lawmaker, Texas Republican Jake Elzey, taking the oath of office after winning a runoff election this week. Elzey on CBS News discussing his legislative priorities.
So as a congressman now from Texas, securing the southern border, which is a national security issue and a humanitarian issue, but I'm also a fiscal hawk. And I'd like to see us stop spending money that we don't have.
The 51-year-old Elzey defeats the widow of Ron Wright, who held the seat until his death in February. Wright's widow was also endorsed by former President Trump. While Trump didn't endorse him, Elzey says the two had a good phone call after Tuesday's election. Another phone call President Trump made is under scrutiny. New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney releasing notes yesterday from a call Trump had with Justice Department officials in December. According to the handwritten notes taken by a DOJ official, Trump told former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen to say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me, that being Trump. Maloney says the notes show Trump directly instructed our nation's top law enforcement agency to take steps to overturn a free and fair election. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about the metaverse, a recent buzzword in the internet world. What is, where is the internet going? Some people say to the metaverse. That's where the evolution is heading toward. A lot of big companies are betting the farm on this. Epic Games raising $1 billion in funding to support its vision for the metaverse. You've got Facebook's founder, Mark Zuckerberg, saying that they're becoming a metaverse company instead of a social media company. And, of course, they already own Oculus, which is one of the major players in the world of virtual reality. And so the story here from Tech Explore, TechExplore.com on the metaverse, sort of a general overview of, you know, what this thing is going into some examples of sort of virtual existing things like Fortnite, which is just a game. But apparently there was a rapper who performed in Fortnite last year, so they're doing more than just shooting each other. Then there's also an old example of Second Life from the early 2000s where people have digital avatars and can shop with real money and interact and build things. But now there's this thing, Decentraland, which I had not heard of at all. You had heard of the Mana thing, which is the cryptocurrency associated with this thing. And we were just looking into it there during the break. And so, you know, this sounds a lot like a new, better version of Second Life. Because the problem with Second Life is it's centrally controlled. There's a company, I believe their name is Linden Labs, if I recall correctly. And if they don't like you, and they don't like something you did in the game, well, you get kicked out.
Yep.
Now, that's not to say that Decentraland doesn't have some sort of governance structure. From what I understand, they do. There's a decentralized autonomous organization involved.
Yeah, there's a DAO, and then there's also voting involved somehow.
Yeah, so what all that means, we don't know. We're just doing a brief overview here. But in Decentraland, visitors can watch concerts, visit art galleries, gamble in casinos, and things in Decentraland have sold for hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of mana. Right now, one mana is worth about 73 cents. And this is another interesting thing. Yeah. In Second Life, they had, I think, something called Linden Dollars, which I don't remember what the denomination was of the Linden Dollar as far as it was related to the U.S. dollar, though. It wasn't a cryptocurrency. It was before cryptocurrencies were invented. They came up with a digital currency called Linden Dollars or Lindens or something like that. But it was based on a dollar. So if you paid a dollar, you'd get X number of Lindens. There was a firm exchange rate. It wasn't like something the market determined
right, yeah.
or anything like that. So, you know, it was a very early digital concept of exchanging value online. And to its credit, it was, for its time, like an interesting idea. But again, centrally controlled. So if Decentraland is as decentralized as it's purported to be, and it's a newer technology. No, obviously, it is, right? Like, the graphics look way better. Just looking here.
It was launched in 2015.
Yeah, so it's going to look a lot better. Kudos to them. I mean, it seems like an interesting proposal, an interesting idea.
Check this out. Searching during the break, this is part of an article about the same thing from NBC News. Most everything in Decentraland is an NFT, a non-fungible token.
Okay.
From its virtual plots of land to the art on the walls in the virtual galleries, NFTs are a type of digital certificate of authenticity that uses blockchain technology, creating a secure way to track who owns a digital asset. So everything built in Decentraland is an NFT, apparently.
Interesting.
So, like, ownership can change, you can sell things, you know, whatever these things are, inside of Decentraland itself.
I mean, back in the day with Second Life, people were making a living doing things in Second Life.
That's what this says, too, is that there are, you know, through Mana, because Mana is already on cryptocurrency exchanges, and you said it's 73 cents a coin.
It's one of the top 100 coins. It's top 70. It's like number 68 right now.
So, you know, this currency can cross over from the metaverse
into the
real world. So,
which is interesting.
Very interesting.
And presumably you don't have to ask anyone's permission to take it out of the game, because that's sort of the nature of these decentralized cryptocurrencies, is no one can stop you from having it.
As long as you've got a wallet that can handle it, you know, you should be able to move it at your leisure.
If you're deep into this and you want to, you know, weigh in, feel free. Like I said, we're just doing an overview here. So there's more to the story. Kathy Heckel, a tech consultant, said the next generation is more comfortable with the idea of attaching real meaning to virtual experiences. She says, my first concert was in a stadium. My son's first concert was watching Lil Nas X, who's a rapper apparently, on Roblox. Just because it happened in Roblox, she says, it didn't make it less real for him. She rejects the dystopian vision presented in Snow Crash of a virtual world where people go to escape the horrors of reality, which is gonna happen.
It is.
You know, that's why people use video games generally. I mean, look, I love a good video game. I just don't spend much time on them anymore. This takes it to the next level.
I'm a science fiction buff as far as television and film is concerned, and so these concepts aren't new to the world of science fiction. And even in sci-fi books, these concepts. I mean, science fiction to me is kind of like the technological prophets, prophets, prophets of current time.
A lot of the stuff has come true.
Yeah.
An idea that emerged two decades later, again in the novel and Steven Spielberg movie Ready Player One. Nor does she think the metaverse would necessarily involve everyone shutting out their neighbors with virtual reality headsets around the clock. Well, most people shut out their neighbors anyway. Like, before virtual reality came out, people weren't talking to their neighbors. I mean, that's nothing new.
No,
Facebook has invested heavily in technology that allows people to feel like they are physically somewhere else, such as its Portal video calling devices, Oculus headsets, and its Horizon virtual reality platform. But even Zuckerberg has admitted that existing virtual reality headsets are, quote, a bit clunky, unquote, requiring a far greater development for the kind of experiences that he has described. And they're going to get there. I mean, virtual reality is... when I did try it, Derek and Steven, our friends from AnyPay, they threw a party, I don't know, it must be 2 years ago now at this point. They got one of these Oculus Rifts, and, you know, they were letting people at the party try it out. And I had, at that point, done, like, the cheapy, you know, Google... What do they call it? Google Cardboard? No, Google Cardboard, where you'd, like, set your phone in the thing, and then you could do, like, a virtual reality. And, you know, that was kind of a cool little gimmick. Just to give you a taste of what it could be like. Oculus was very cool. It was definitely neat. But, you know, you had cords trailing down your back. You know, so it was real obvious that you were still within this virtual reality, even though it's pretty persuasive. It tracks right. It looks good. You know, you're not going to puke unless you're super sensitive to the motion. But, you know, eventually, and probably already, because I'm not following the tech. I suspect they already have wireless headsets at this point. I mean, that's the obvious next thing. It's like most people are going to say, cut these wires. Yep. So they need to, you know, develop that technology, and then they need to make them lighter, and all that's coming.
Yep.
It's all coming. Wedbush tech analyst Michael Pachter says it was hard to predict whether Facebook could truly transform into a metaverse company in 5 years, but they certainly have a huge advantage of having a billion people log on every day. If they offer entertainment options, it's likely they will succeed. And so, you know, did virtual reality really take off? I don't think it did. You know, it's there. It's not. It doesn't seem like it's dying.
It hasn't gone away. But yeah, to say it took off might be a misnomer. It's not quite. It's not mainstream enough for me anyway to say that it's taken off. But here's something interesting. This is related to Decentraland, and this is from Cameron Thompson over at CoinDesk.com.
Okay.
From June 13th of this year, so just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Boson, which is an internet protocol, or I'm sorry, blockchain protocol, BOSON. Boson pays record $704,000 for Decentraland plot to create a virtual mall.
Wow.
The blockchain protocol will allow users of Decentraland communities to exchange virtual and real-world products. That's just mind-blowing to me, right?
$700,000 to buy virtual real estate.
To establish a virtual mall.
Yeah. Wow.
The retail space will allow players of Decentraland's browser-based game to purchase digital assets they can then exchange for physical goods and services.
Okay, interesting. And you just told me this is browser-based, so this isn't a virtual reality. I mean, it probably works with the helmets, but anybody with a web browser can get into this thing.
That's what this says.
Which is interesting as well. 603-283-6160, you can join us here on Free Talk.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Parental advisory, the next topic here on Free Talk Live, is going to be pretty hard to handle.
Ow, my balls.
Yeah.
Wait. So just so our listeners know where Ow, My Balls came from, that would be, can you name the movie?
It's in my head right now, the Mike Judge movie.
That's right. It's the one everybody says was a prophecy.
Yeah, it's just, I'm blanking on it. I know
me
what
too.
It's called. Oh, wait, you're asking me?
Yeah, no, I'm like, I was hoping you would recall because I'm like,
it's got President Camacho.
Dwayne Elizondo, Mountain Duke, Idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
Yeah, there we go. All right, we worked through that.
God.
Thank you, listeners, for all your help on that.
Oh, great movie, though. It's a great movie.
In Idiocracy, for our listeners who don't know or haven't seen the movie,
yeah, go see it.
Go see it, first of all, or rent it or download it, or whatever you're going to do. One of the most...
You'll be shocked at how accurate it is.
One of the most popular television programs in that particular movie is something called
Ow,
My Balls. And
you can imagine.
You don't have to really think very hard to figure out what that is about.
Yeah, people are really dumbed down in that particular society, and, well, you know, it's pretty prophetic.
Very.
It was the late 90s, right, when that one came out, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. So, hey, if you want to talk about this Decentraland or the metaverse, that's still open, you know, for discussion. I imagine some of our listeners that are in the world of cryptocurrency probably already knew about this. But,
you
know, there's thousands of cryptos out there. We don't know what they all are. I mean, I love cryptocurrency. I love the technology and where it's taking us and the financial freedom that it allows. And decentralization is such a great thing. You know, how cool is it that they've made a decentralized
Second Life, basically. They made a decentralized, little virtual world, and it's got its own currency, and it looks like it's working, and it looks like it's possible if somebody's spending $700,000 on buying virtual property. And then you just told me during the break, Sotheby's just opened up an auction house.
They purchased enough virtual real estate in this Decentraland to create a replica of their London-based auction house.
Yeah.
Inside of this thing, yeah. And we didn't tell the listeners that the $704,000 was spent on buying this virtual piece of land to create a mall.
We didn't? I thought we did do that.
I thought that I was just you and
I.
During
I think we did that in the last segment.
Oh, okay.
But pretty crazy stuff. I'm curious to see where this goes. I like this. I think this is a good idea. I mean, obviously, I support people having real-life relationships, okay? So,
right.
Like, I still think that's more valuable. But, look... There's no stopping this. It's coming, right? Like, more digital interactions between people. It's not going to go away. It's going to become more popular. So if people can actually own a piece of it, if people can, you know, not be controlled by a corporation in the midst of it, I think this Decentraland is the most exciting aspect of the metaverse concept that I've heard of so far. Because whatever Facebook's going to do, I ain't excited about it.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's going to be virtual chat rooms or whatever, some sort of Facebook land.
We'll
totally
see.
Totally corporate controlled. So we'll keep an eye on this, and if you want to bring new news to the table, let us know.
I do like the bit though about the NFTs. So everything in Decentraland is a non-fungible token.
Yeah.
And like you can exchange it for the real thing in the real world.
Well, presuming there is a real thing associated with it.
Right.
Because a lot of these non-fungible tokens are digital only. I mean, I would say, from what I've seen, the vast majority of NFTs are digital only. Artwork that's only available digitally. It's a whole phenomenon. We could talk about NFTs another time. But
yeah,
I want to talk about, and again, this is a very adult discussion here.
PG-13.
About
listener discretion is advised.
From thesmokinggun.com, a man in Florida man, age 76, is taking a plea deal for performing a home castration, not on himself, by the way, on somebody else. An elderly Florida man today copped a plea.
Wait, I'm sorry, what's the date on this one?
July 29th.
Okay.
Copped a plea to felony charges in connection with his bloody, botched castration of a man he met on a eunuch website. Yes, that's right. There are websites for people who feel like they don't want to have their testicles anymore. A crime for which he will be sentenced to 3 years in prison, according to court records. During a circuit court hearing, the man, Gary Van Ryswick, age 76, pleaded no contest to unlicensed practice of a healthcare profession, resulting in serious bodily injury. He entered into a similar plea in a second lesser felony charge. The agreement signed by the man and his lawyer indicates the septuagenarian fetishist will be sentenced later this year to 3 years in state prison. The top count to which he pleaded carries a maximum 15-year term of incarceration, so he got off pretty easy, all things considered. But since Van Ryswick, he's also 76, he's probably going to die in prison, will be credited for the time he spent in a county jail before making bond in November of 2020, he will likely serve around two more years in state custody. A detailed account of the at-home castration that he performed in August of 2019 on the victim, who is now 55 years old, is contained in the case file, which was provided to the Smoking Gun in open records request, along with crime scene photos and police reports. The records include recorded interviews with Van Ryswick and the victim, who is a hardware store manager. Police discovered his amateur surgery setup after a 911 hang-up call was traced to his home in Sebring, Florida. Upon arrival at the three-bedroom residence, cops were met at the front door by Van Ryswick, who explained to them that he had just performed a castration inside the 1,300-square-foot property. The patient was in a rear bedroom, where he was at the time bleeding uncontrollably and, quote, holding a bloody towel to his groin region, noted the police. The man had driven about 100 miles to Van Ryswick's home from St. Petersburg, where he lived and worked. Now, this is a similar story to one that we talked about, a year ago.
I was going to say, this sounds eerily familiar.
In the last story that we covered, it was a couple guys
who were living out somewhere in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And a guy who went from, I think, Tennessee. He flew to Texas.
Yeah, I thought Tennessee was involved somehow.
They drove down to the airport, wherever it was in Texas, picked him up, took him back to their house, where they then proceeded to cut him. And they couldn't patch him up real good, so they dropped him off at a hospital.
That's what it was, right.
That's how the cops found out about it. In this case, it was a 911 call to the actual location. The man's testicles removed during a procedure that took several hours were in a pink container atop a bedside table in the makeshift operating room. Blood.
Like Tupperwares?
I don't know. Blood was all over the bedroom floor and on the plastic sheet covering the bed. A plastic garbage can was overflowing with blood-soaked gauze. Atop a dresser was an assortment of surgical sutures, bandages, disinfectant wipes, peroxide, topical antiseptics, and a container of hemostatic powder used to treat minor cuts and wounds that are suffered by dogs and cats. So if you clip your dog's nails and you clip the quick accidentally and starts to bleed, you put this powder on it, clogs it up. That's what they had in the hopes of stopping the bleeding here.
They'd have been better off using super glue or something, man.
Elsewhere in the room was a Nikon camera on a tripod that the man used to record the castration. So if you needed the evidence, there it is. He planned to upload the video post-op, but it was seized, of course, during the police search of his home.
Mm.
Investigators took possession of a wide array of medical tools, many of which were covered with blood, everything from scalpels to clamps, hypodermic needles, forceps. They also confiscated a surgical stapler, rubber tourniquet, soldering iron, and an assortment of skinning and fillet knives. Asked by a detective about his extensive surgical tool collection, the man answered, "I like medical stuff." When the cop asked, "Is that another fetish for you or what?" The man responded, "I suppose you might call them a fetish. I'm kind of a prepper type, you know." And Rizwick and the victim told police they'd met on the UK-based Eunuch Maker website. The victim said, and this is a thing, apparently, there are some number of people out there enough to have a whole website dedicated to a person who wants to have his testicles removed, matching them up with someone who's within their nearby vicinity who's willing to do the job.
Looking for castrations nearby?
Yes, because you can't go and get this procedure done in any kind of medical, you know, facility. So they go underground, basically.
Why can't you go get it done in a medical facility?
I think they just won't perform it for whatever reason. I don't know what the reason is for that, but
would be all sort of black or gray market.
It's all black market because, you know, anytime something's prohibited, what happens? Whether it's drugs, whether it's guns, whether it's cutting off your testicles, it goes underground. The man, by the way, the victim, said Van Rizwick told him he'd performed 25 castrations, but later admitted he'd only done it about four times.
About?
So he's that could be sure two rounding up, right? The man described his castration as a consensual encounter, initially told cops he didn't want to pursue charges against Van Rizwick. Van Rizwick, when questioned by the police, admitted he'd only done two other castrations, one of which he performed on himself. Without the aid of painkillers, he removed his right testicle in 2012. He did castrate some bulls, however, when he grew up on a farm in Minnesota. There's more to this story. I'm going to post it on our social media.
I am officially flabbergasted.
Complete with photographs of the crime scene.
No thanks.
Now look, hey, if this is what you want to do to yourself, I think you should be free to do it. I don't think this man committed a crime here, ultimately.
If it was consensual, sure.
Yeah. So, out of time tonight. Check out social.freetalklive.com for this link. And we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.